Is there any knowledge in the world which is so certain that no reasonable man could doubt it? Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell is, without a doubt, one of the most prominent and influential figures in philosophy in the 20th century. His work was a significant influence on minds such as Albert Einstein, Isaac Asimov, Noam Chomsky. With the problems of philosophy, he brings a complicated subject into easy reach. Russell uses this work to highlight the main philosophical subjects examined through the course of history. The Problems of Philosophy reviews the ideas of notable philosophers such as Plato, Aristotle, Descartes, Hume, Locke, Kant, and Hegel, while keeping to language anyone can grasp. True genius can explain a complex subject in simple terms, and Russell expresses his genius well in this small but comprehensive text. The Problems of Philosophy outlines philosophical inquiry in a way that opens it to the novice, while providing a valuable review for those well-versed in the subject. A summary precedes the narration of the full text, giving a biography of the author and background information on the work. Also included are an overview, synopsis, and analysis. The summary is concluded with an examination of the historic context, criticisms, and social impact of Russell's work. This work is a must-hear for those interested in the field of philosophy, and an excellent introduction for the general readers. Author's bio and background information. Bertrand Arthur William Russell, III. Earl Russell, 1872-1970, was a British philosopher and mathematician, as well as a logician, historian, writer, social critic, and political activist. He was a prolific author, publishing more than 70 works during the course of his life. Russell is one of the philosophers credited with leading the British Revolt against idealism and is considered one of the founding fathers of analytical philosophy. Furthermore, he is held as one of the most notable logicians of the 20th century. While Russell is most widely known in philosophical circles, he also dedicated a great deal of energy to social and political activism, vocally embracing liberal, socialist, and activist ideals. Russell was an anti-war activist, taking part in protest during World War I, World War II, and Vietnam. He was a proponent of nuclear disarmament and a vocal critic of both Hitler and Stalin. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1950 due to his numerous works championing humanitarian ideals and freedom of thought. Russell was born in 1872 to one of the most influential families in Britain. He was the youngest of three children born to the Viscount and Viscountess Amberley. His father was an atheist and a friend of John Stuart Mill, a significant figure of British philosophy in himself. Mill was considered the most influential English-speaking philosopher of the 19th century. Viscount Amberley appointed Mill as the secular godfather of Russell, and although Mill died the year after Russell's birth, the influence of his writings had a profound impact upon his work. Russell had a lonely childhood. His mother died of diphtheria in 1874, and his sister, Rachel, passed away in the same year. In 1876, his father died of bronchitis. As a result, Bertrand and his brother Frank were raised in Pembroke Lodge, the home of their paternal grandparents. In 1878, his grandfather died as well, leaving the children to be raised by his grandmother, the Countess Russell. The Countess, despite a stance of religious conservatism, held progressive views of social justice. This attitude left a profound mark upon Russell, leading him towards the social and political activism so evident in his life. Russell's main interests in his youth were mathematics and philosophy. He was introduced to the ideas of Euclid and Percy Bysshe Shelley at an early age. By the age of 15, he had come to question the Christian religious dogma. By the time he was 17, he had come to the conclusion that